The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost, and as we celebrate today, Vacation Bible School, is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the fifth chapter, verses 21 through 43. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, "Talita kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know about this, and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to accept and to believe that God keeps all of his promises to us, especially the promise of his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. Father, may we, by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, always have faith in and trust in God's promises to us, that God will never ever leave us nor forsake us, but to be with us even unto the end of the world. The words of St. Paul, "For all the promises of God find their yes in him." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the first chapter, with special attention to verse 20. "For all the promises of God find their yes in him." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and
sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life. For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. What a wonderful statement on this Sunday morning. As we once again worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving another vacation Bible school. For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. There is no question about the fact that God always keeps all of His promises to us. This is especially true as He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to be our Lord and Savior, to suffer and die on the cross for our sins. And as is spelled out in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into this world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through Him." Yes, the same promise God made to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, that a Messiah would be born to us. As a matter of fact, during the past week, the children learned how God really kept all of His promises to His people. On the first day, the children learned that God kept His promise to save Moses as a baby. When Pharaoh gave the order that all baby boys that were born as an Israelite would be thrown into the Nile River and killed. So Moses' mother hid him for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she placed him in a basket and put him among the reeds along the Nile River. As his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to her brother. Fortunately, by the grace of God, nothing bad happened to baby Moses because God was protecting him. As Pharaoh's daughter came down to the Nile River to bathe, and her attendants found the baby Moses among the reeds, Pharaoh's daughter said, "This one is a Hebrew." And she decided to keep him as her own son, as he was raised in Pharaoh's palace, until God called him later on to free the people of Israel from the bondage and slavery in Egypt. On the second day, the children learned how God also kept His promise to His chosen people of Israel as He gave them the promised land, the land of milk and honey in the land of Cana, as Joshua led them through the Jordan River, as the water from upstream stopped flowing in order to allow the people to cross on dry ground. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things for you." And the Lord did. As they finally entered the promised land God had prepared for them. On the third day, the children learned that God also kept the promise to heal Naaman, a commanding officer under King Aram, who was stricken with leprosy. The prophet Elijah sent a messenger to him and said, "Go, wash yourselves seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. And Naaman did, as he washed himself seven times and was finally healed from his leprosy. On the fourth day, the children learned how God also kept his promise to save Paul during a violent storm at sea. God told Paul, "Do not be afraid." And Paul was not afraid, as he kept his faith and trust in God. Paul told the other man on board the same ship, "Keep up your courage, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." And God kept his promise and saved Paul and all the others because he trusted in God to save him. Finally, but not least, on the last day, the children learned that God the Father kept his promise to his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. As Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist and was anointed by the Holy Spirit to begin his 3-year public ministry as the true Messiah and true Savior, God the Father was very pleased with his Son when he said that voice from heaven, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Yes, God always keeps all of his promises to you and to me. The words of Paul in our text for today, "For all the promise of God find their yes in him." And as God the Father kept his promises to Moses, to the people of Israel, to Naaman, to Paul, and especially to his Son Jesus Christ, he also keeps his promises to us today in the Christian church, not in the Jordan River, but at the foot of the baptismal font, which most of us were baptized as a child. And God cleansed us from all of our sins. As the pastor poured the water 3 times, "I baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And we were granted not only faith in Jesus through the Holy Spirit, but the promise and the gift of eternal life one day in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, as we partake today of the true body and the true blood of Jesus and the Holy Sacrament, Jesus offers us his hope and his peace as he touches every one of us as we kneel at the altar with his love and his forgiveness. The words of John in his first letter, "The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. "Jesus, I will now receive him. More than all in him I find. He hath granted me forgiveness. I am his and he is mine." We have a wonderful time with the children this past week as they learned how God keeps his promises to them also. And how wonderful it was to see them singing this morning and sharing the good news to us as a church. God's yes is signed, sealed, and delivered in and through Jesus Christ's blood and righteousness. I am his and he is mine. God bless you and your family, especially our children who are here today, as the Holy Spirit will guide them, protect them, as God keeps his promises to them. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.